services indeed go on the air because of Brother Doug's anointing and appointing to take the word of the Lord and put it up on the internet and get it out to the radio station as I do. And together we're seeing the Lord bless, and people come from Norway to South Africa, from Sweden and France and Germany and the United Kingdom and South Korea and just places we would never dream of, amen, without God doing something special. If you have your Bible, turn with me to 2 Samuel 6:11 through 22. 6:11 through 22. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's read about this grateful heart. I want to talk about cultivating a grateful heart today. Praise the Lord. Amen. There are occasions when the only appropriate thing to do is to show God gratitude with everything that's within us. That's what I love about David. David wasn't half-hearted about serving God, and David wasn't half-hearted about repentance when it was necessary. He repented with a whole heart. Can you say amen? And David wasn't half-hearted about showing God gratitude at the appropriate times, which literally is all the time. Can you say amen? But there are peculiar occasions when God really deserves everything within us. David, in the great Psalm 103, and you don't have to turn there yet, but he said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name." And the only time I usually see someone putting forth all that's within them is on The Price is Right. Can you say amen? When somebody says to somebody that has the potential of maybe winning a brand new Broyhill bedroom suit or whatever, and they say to someone in the audience, and I found out a little bit behind the scenes, the people they want to pick in the audience are the people that seem the most enthusiastic, because they really don't want somebody to come down and win an automobile and be nonchalant. Can you say amen? They want them to be just as excited as you would be sitting at home if you won the new automobile. Can you say amen? So it said that the producer is scanning that audience, looking for the people while others are playing that says, "Whoa, boy, wish I could win that. Whoa, I'd like to win that." And sure enough, so-and-so, come on down. Well, if you want to get picked, if you're ever in a quiz show like that, don't just sit there like some people do in church. Can you say amen? They won't pick you. They want somebody that will show appreciation, will show gratitude, will get excited about a gift being given. Well, if there's anybody that has the right and privilege and prerogative to show gratitude, it's people that have been given the gift that keeps on giving. Can you say amen? And that is Jesus in eternal life. Our sins forgiven. Our bodies healed. A God that says, "I'm committing myself to you to go with you. Yes, all the way even unto the end of the age." Praise God. So David said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." And how much? All that is within me. David was like that. When he danced before the Lord, we're going to read the context of that. He danced before the Lord. How did he do it? With all of his heart. Amen. Right now the Bucks fans are not as not filling the stadium because their team isn't winning. But back when they went to the Super Bowl, you couldn't get a ticket to a Bucks game. Amen. And when Tampa won the Super Bowl, those fans really went nuts. They went crazy. And no one accused them of emotionalism. You know why? Because being emotional was appropriate when something, especially when the Bucks win. It's even more appropriate. Amen. Amen. They get beside themselves with joy for the victory. Well, if you get beside yourself in church for joy for the victory, they're going to label you a holy roller. They're going to label you of being emotional. They'll say that over at that church they're into emotionalism. Well, I got a Bible that tells me to serve the Lord with gladness. Can you say amen of heart? And without serving Him that way, it forfeits blessings, and it can actually, and I'm going to get serious for a minute here, it actually can bring curses. It can bring curses. Deuteronomy 28 is a double-sided coin. And it said, because you've hearkened unto the voice of the Lord your God and to observe and to do all that He commands you this day, these blessings will come upon you. Deuteronomy 28, 1. And they shall overtake you. So many people are chasing blessings. If you ever just bow before the Lord and set your heart to obey Him, blessings will chase you. And they'll find you. Can you say amen? Wherever you are. Because it goes on to say, blessed you shall be in the city and blessed you shall be in the field. Whether you're a farmer or an executive, God will bless you. Amen. Amen. Isn't that good to know? The city or the field, it doesn't matter to God. He said, I'm going to find a way to bless you. Wherever you go, these blessings will come upon you and they shall overtake you. Bless you be in the city. Bless you be in the field. Bless when you go in. Bless when you come out. Amen. Bless you be the fruit of your womb, the fruit of your ground. Can you say, amen, these blessings will come on you. Make you the head, not the tail. And here's a national blessing that America needs back. And it's a sign that a lot blessing has been lost because God initially blessed this nation and made her a great nation, the greatest nation on the earth. Amen. The Bible literally said, thou shalt lend to many, and thou shalt not borrow. Right now, we have borrowed from China. We borrowed from other countries. We are deeply in debt up to our eyeballs. I can't count to a trillion. Amen. There's no way I can fathom what a billion is, let alone a trillion. And we're trillions of dollars in the hole financially. What's it signify? It signifies a nation in rebellion that has lost the blessing. And we can't preach prosperity to the church until we preach repentance to the nation. Amen. That's the message that will bless us again. Amen. Can you say amen? That's what will bring this nation up again. So Deuteronomy 28 doesn't just have one side. It has another side. And the other side said, if you do not hearken to the voice of the Lord your God to observe and to do all that He commands you, these curses shall come upon you. Amen. You know, God said to Israel over and over again, this is the two options, blessing and cursing. He said, I put two ways before you. There's always a choice to be made. I put two ways before you, blessing and cursing, life and death. Choose life that you may live. For why would you die, O house of Israel? If you've got a choice, and I want to tell you something today, you and I have a choice. Our life right now is a result of our choices. If the kingdom isn't first, we've made a choice to not make the kingdom first. And God can't legitimately bless us until the kingdom is first. Thank you for the amens. That's what the Bible said. God watches over His word to perform it. Not just the good stuff, but all of it. Can you say amen? We usually just use that in the positive, but it's God says, everything I've said, I'm going to bring it to pass. God is not mocked. Whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. You've sown the wind. Look out. You're going to reap the whirlwind. Can you say amen? If we sow obedience, we're going to reap blessing. The favor of the Lord. If we sow disobedience, we're going to be chastised. Amen. These curses shall come upon you and overtake you. Curse you should be in the city. Curse you should be in the field. When they rebelled against God, the Bible said they made money and they put it into bags with holes. That meant the more we make, the more something goes wrong to take it all. Amen. Without God's blessing. I tell you, I'd rather have a car with God's blessing. I had a Buick with over 100,000 miles on it, pulled into a station, and there was a guy in a brand new Cadillac sitting in front of my old Buick. I was waiting for him to move so I could get up to the gas pump. He had that sheepish look when he got out, brand spanking new Cadillac Coupe de Ville, and had his look like his mother-in-law and his wife and his children in there. Amen. Out riding the Cadillac on the weekend. I'm in my blessed Buick. He's in his brand new Cadillac. Amen. And he come back there and he said, sir, I hate to ask you this. He said, but could you help me push my car up out of the way? And I said, sure, I'd be glad to. And I got behind him. I was kind of thinking, boy, it's good to be blessed. Can you say amen? You can buy a brand new Cadillac and something can go wrong with it. But if you got a blessed Buick, it just keeps right on going. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Here the man is asking me to help him push his Cadillac out of the way. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, and so we pushed it out of the way, and he told me the sad story. He said, I've always wanted a brand new Cadillac. He said, I finally came to the place financially I was able to go down to the showroom and pick the one I wanted with the color I wanted and the interior I wanted, and they delivered this special made to my specification. He said, the second day I brought it home, it quit on me, some kind of electronic problem. I called them. They said, oh, sir, something, it's a factory, some kind of flaw. We'll find it. We'll fix it. They gave me a loaner. I took it in. They found it. They said they fixed it. He said, so I got my family now, and I said, we're going to go for a drive. The car is fixed, and I'm enjoying my Cadillac, and I pulled up to this gas pump, and it won't do nothing. Can you say amen? The old days, you could push it off. Amen. Remember those days? You could actually put a car, get it going real good, and then pop the clutch. That's right, pop the clutch. I heard a story. Don't know if it's true or not, but it could have very happened. Because a lady, amen, came up behind a man at an intersection. He said, my car won't stop. Can you give me a push? Cars used to do that with their bumpers back when you had good bumpers that could take it. Amen. He said, yeah, I will, but my car is automatic. Says, you're going to have to get up to about 30 miles an hour to get me going. So he looked in his rearview mirror. She was backing up. You know the rest of the story. Here she comes, 30 miles an hour. Boom! It's not really a woman driver joke. It's just, if you don't understand the situation, can you say amen? Be thankful. Be thankful. Praise God. Amen. But after I got back in my Buick and he's sitting waiting for AAA to take him and his family home, amen, got a Cadillac that won't run, I got a Buick that won't quit. Hallelujah. Amen. These blessings shall come upon you. I feel blessed when things like that happen. It reminds me that we serve a good and gracious God, and his blessing on a meal barrel is better than a full one without the blessing. Without the blessing, get bugs in it. Amen. You get bugs in stuff. Bugs can get into stuff. I remember when I was dating Pamela, I remember going over to her house, and boy, by the time she cooked, because her mother worked, we were hungry. We were so hungry. Amen. And her daddy was hungry. He worked through the well driller out in the sun. He was hungry. And so I guess bugs got in the chili powder. Bugs were in the chili powder. She was cooking chili, and it was cool. And chili smells so good. And listen, there's no more meat in the refrigerator. You can't do it over, and there's no time to do it over anyway. Amen. But she shook that chili powder in there. We got to ready to... We didn't know that we started to eat, and we saw these little things in there floating around in the chili. But they were dead. And I guess they would add to the protein. I was just sitting looking. I didn't know what to do until I was watching her daddy. See what he did. He was a hungry man. You've heard How to Feed a Hungry Man? He don't care if there's bugs in it as long as they're dead. We're going to eat that chili. That chili ain't going to waste. We hungry. Boy, he started slurping on that chili. I think we all just eat it, didn't we? But we was hungry most of the time, wasn't we? When mealtime come, there was no in-between snacks. Can you, if it's time to eat, you better eat. It's a long time to daylight. Can you say amen? Praise God. Amen. Listen, but God's blessing. I'd rather have a meal barrel blessed of the Lord. Remember that story of the meal barrel that was blessed of the Lord? Amen. Every time she dipped out, God dipped in. It was never full, but it had God's blessing on it. Remember the cruse of oil that never ran dry? Amen. He said, bring me vessels, not a few. She kept pouring and pouring. The more she poured, the more God poured in. Amen. It wasn't an abundance that you could see. It was the favor of the Lord. It was the blessing of the Lord. The blessing of the Lord. It maketh rich. Not the riches of things that it gives us, but the riches of having his favor. The riches of having our sins forgiven and having that kind of standing and relationship with our Creator and our Savior and our God and our King. Can you say amen? That he would stretch forth his hand for our good and not our hurt. Hallelujah. The blessing of the Lord, it in and of itself makes rich. And he addeth no sorrow with it. If they could electronically get into our bank account today and somehow steal everything into their account, they would be very disappointed. All that trouble for nothing, my wife said. Everybody said gravy through a goose. You get paid. You put the money in the bank. You write out the bill. Say it with me again. Gravy through a goose. Can you say amen? It just goes in and out. You understand what would happen if a goose ate a bunch of gravy. Just amen. Don't. But hadn't the Lord been good? He's made a way. Somehow he's come through. And he says, don't even try to figure it out. Just trust me. I never sit down with a calculator try to figure out how God pulls this off. I don't want to know. Amen. I just want to trust. Don't you know what I'm talking about? I mean, when I first got saved, I started giving to the Lord and to the church and to ministry. And we were on a tight budget. Oh, it was so tight. Every penny was accounted for. My wife didn't have a calculator. She had a red clicker. It was a red plastic clicker. I could find her anywhere in the store because I could hear click, 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 click. Amen. And you know, you put in 15 cents, 25 cents, $1.25, and you click on this little plastic thing. It keeps a running count of it. And she had to keep a running count because we get down the register and we get down the end. The total come up and they'd say, okay, we're over. What do you want to take back? And there's people behind us in line and we're saying, let's see, we want bread or jam. Well, no need having the jam without the bread. Maybe we better keep the bread because we can have a mayonnaise sandwich. You ever ate a mayonnaise sandwich? Yes, sirree. All right. Help me preach, brother. Hallelujah. You know you're blessed when you can thank God for a mayonnaise sandwich. You got grateful people. Listen. If you've ever been down there to where that was good, amen, didn't have to have nothing on it. Thank you, Lord, for something that's good for my belly. I thank you, dear God. Amen. Just wait till you put some bologna on that thing and some pickles and some lettuce and a tomato. Can you say amen? But just for the mayonnaise sandwich, we're grateful at times in our life. Amen. But God, when we got saved, God stretched it. God made it stretch. I don't know how he did it. I asked her one time, I said, how are we doing this? How are we giving and still being blessed and the needs are being met? And she said, I don't want to think about it. I don't want to go down and try to figure it out on paper because God is doing it. Let's let it alone. Let's just enjoy it. Let's just thank him for it. I'm sure there's some kind of explanation for that. But I'm going to tell you something. There was a cruse of oil that kept pouring without anything else pouring in. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. There was a meal barrel that never was full, that only had enough in it for one more day to bake one cake. But it was multiplied every day to give them their what? Daily bread until the famine was over. There is a God who sits upon the throne that knows how to deliver the righteous. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. We don't know how. We don't see any way out. But his blessing is important. What led to the disobedience? Let me tell you something that I want to get across here before we quit. Disobedience is linked to ingratitude, always. The Bible said before they became disobedient, they forgot the hand of the Lord that brought them up out of the land of Egypt. Ingratitude is the precursor to disobedience. It always begins with ingratitude. Because as long as we're filled with gratitude for what he's done, we stay soft and pliable before him. Amen. We're thankful. Lord, I thank you. I can't just be rebellious and be thankful for what he's done for me at the same time. I have to lose that gratitude. Deuteronomy 28 said there's blessing and cursing based on obedience or disobedience. And here's a key scripture to me that helps open this up a little bit. I want to read it to you. From Deuteronomy, and we're already over into the curse part, the back part of Deuteronomy 28. But look at verse 45. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon you and pursue and overtake you until you are destroyed, because you did not obey the voice of the Lord your God to keep His commandments and His statutes which He commanded you. Now that's the disobedience that brought the curse. But what brought the disobedience? Look at the next verse. And they shall be upon you for a sign and a wonder, and on your descendants forever. Verse 47, here, listen. Because you did not, this is not just a matter of disobedience, this is a matter of ingratitude that brought disobedience. Because you did not serve the Lord your God with joy and gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. Therefore, you'll serve your enemies, whom the Lord will send against you in hunger and thirst and nakedness and need of all things. He will put a yoke of iron around your neck. The Lord will allow nations to punish you. Because what? Just because of disobedience alone? No, because of the ingratitude. Everybody say ingratitude. It's a sin that stinks to God's nostrils. It comes up into His throne room in heaven. Ingratitude. Ingratitude. What keeps people from really giving themselves totally to the Lord? Ingratitude. Paul said, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you offer your body a living sacrifice. You don't just do it because God's word says it. You do it because you love the Lord and you thank Him for what He's done for you. It's the right thing to do. It's requisite to show gratitude. Is gratitude tied to this disobedience? Because thou servest not the Lord with what? Because if you serve Him with gladness of heart for the abundance of all He's done for you, you'll want to obey Him. They go hand in hand. When you lose that gladness of heart, you become disobedient and think nothing of it. Real revival is when people get the gratitude back. They're thankful again. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. You don't need anything else. You don't wait for a Mercedes to show gratitude because you got something, amen, that can't be compared to an automobile or silver or gold. Eternal life is yours because He took our sin on the cross. The great revival that is shaking South Africa is based on a message of Jesus and Him crucified. People filled with gratitude for His gift of Himself on the cross are serving Him, and mighty revival is sweeping South Africa. Obrigado. Thank you, God Almighty. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Amen. You see how gratitude ties in? Psalm 107. Listen to this. We probably won't read about David for a little while. Psalm 107 says, thanksgiving to the Lord for His great works of deliverance. Listen how it begins. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Say you're redeemed, not just that you're redeemed, but that His mercy endures forever. He's good, and His mercy endures forever. Can you say amen? The reason Dale, exhausted spiritually, mentally, and physically, could rest in the Lord is because she accepted as a fact His mercy endures forever. I don't have to stand strong to have a merciful God help me. Can you say amen? I do not have to get out here on the battlefield and show my strength. Amen. For when I am weak, then am I made strong. Because we serve a merciful God. He's good, and His mercy, what? Endures forever. And that revelation of Him caused an army, amen, a threefold army, an allied army made up of three different nations. It caused them to go into disarray and confusion. And Jehoshaphat saw a victory without even sending the army out as they praised God. And they said, God is good. His mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I don't know how God is going to work it out for you. I don't know if it's a cruise of oil and He'll ask you to bring blessings. I don't know if it's a meal barrel that don't go empty. But I know that God will not let you go under. I know He's going to make a way some way. How do you know? Number one, His word declares it. Number two, I've lived through it time and time again. Yeah. Praise God. I remember one time we just, I don't know, one thing went wrong, another 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 thing went wrong, and we were in debt up to our eyeballs before we knew it. And all the time I felt the pressure of that debt up to here. And it was somewhere around $10,000 that we needed right at that point. And I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what we would do. But I remember one occasion. There's a couple of occasions. But I remember one occasion in particular. There was a couple that had left the church. They'd been gone for, how many years had they been gone? This was years and years ago. This is about 20 years ago. But they had left church, been gone 12, 18 months. And they said they wanted to see me. Well, they had had a history of some personal problems, and I thought, you know, they're not coming here to church, and they're not allowing me to minister to them or to teach them anything, but they're probably having this big problem, and they want me to solve it for them. They won't bother their pastor with it because he's probably so big and so busy, he's inaccessible, but they want me to do it, and so I'm not really keen on getting in the middle of somebody's bickering. You know, I like to preach the gospel. I just don't. I have had some awful experiences when people wanted to put me in the middle. And I had a couple come in one time. And if you come with a broken heart and a humble heart and a teachable spirit, I'll sit with you for hours. But a lot of people don't come that way. Amen. They're all ready to fight. And they get in there and the fight starts in there in my office. Amen. I remember a lady and her husband came in, who are no longer together now, but they came in and sat down for counseling. And I said, well, let's pray. And I prayed this prayer, this calming, sweet prayer. Lord, take over. Lord, work in our hearts. Lord, calm. Let your peace reign here. We bind the enemy from bringing anger or anything out here. We want to find a solution. We don't want to just fuss in here. Oh, God. And I was just praying this prayer. I just feeling the sweetness of the Lord. Amen. And you could, you know, have you ever had my wife drinks tea. She likes tea. She gets that from Ruth. She caught that from Ruth from Mario, England. It loves a spot of tea. And I put that tea kettle on, and you know, after a while you hear that whistling sound that is boiling. I could almost hear the whistling sounds while I was praying. I could feel them kettles were about to. And I thought, oh, Lord, here we go. Here we go. Here we go, Lord. And I said, sir, if you would like to begin and tell me what you feel the issue is, and then, ma'am, I'll let you tell you what you, and then we prayed for God's wisdom, too. We prayed for everything. We bound devils. We pled the blood of Jesus. We prayed for wisdom, and we prayed that love would prevail and peace. We covered all the bases except the human will, the human will. The human will is the human will, and that's something even God won't touch. You have to choose. Can you say, man? And they chose not to, anyway. So he just, instead of just stating the problem, he just let out everything about her that he didn't like. He started pouring it out, and I could hear that. I said, it's going to blow. I was thinking, it's going to blow, it's going to blow, it's going to blow. And I saw her getting red in the face, and I thought, I stopped. I said, listen, we need to pray again. I just feel that we need to pray again. Amen. We bowed our heads to pray, and I heard the door slam. Looked up. He was looking at me. Never did bow his head to pray. He was just looking at me. He said, see, I told you. She's gone. Well, what are you going to do? You can't do nothing. She's gone. She's gone. That's it. There's nothing to talk about. They didn't come to work it out. They came to accuse one another. But they could have took another course. Because all of heaven, if they decided to work this out, amen, let no man, what God has joined together, let no man put asunder. All of heaven's resources would have lined up for their obedience. When people lose gratitude, the ingratitude is the precursor to disobedience. Oh, that men would thank God for all of his blessings. Because staying in that place of gratitude keeps you tender-hearted before the Lord. Amen? When you lose that gratitude, you come to church, you hear about the cross. It doesn't move you at all. You're looking for something spectacular. I'm going to tell you something. There's nothing more spectacular than that God would take on flesh, come to this earth, hang on that cross of his own volition. Because make no mistake about it, Roman soldiers couldn't keep him on it. Amen. Nails couldn't hold him and pin him to it. There's only one thing that held him to that cross, and that was his love for you and His love for me. That's why Paul said, I beseech you out of gratitude. Amen. I beseech you by the mercies of God that you would reciprocate, that you would show gratitude for what He's done for you. By what? By nothing less than offering yourself, the whole of your being, all that you are and all that you have, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, that you be no more, amen, conformed to this world, but that you be transformed, amen, by the renewing of your mind, that you might prove what is that good and perfect and acceptable will of God. In everything, Paul said, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. I've saw people in turmoil and tumult because they made seeking the will of God this pressurized thing, and they'll never hear from God in that state. They're not grateful for where they are. They feel like they should be somewhere else. They just won't thank Him for what they have. They want something more. I've seen people ruin a good ministry because they were not thankful to just go to the jail and preach to a few. They wanted to go to the nations and preach to millions. If God calls you to the nations, calls you to millions, that's one thing. I believe the reason God has opened the door to the radio ministry and blessed it to go to the nations of the world, and our website to touch nations, is because I'm thankful to minister to you guys. If I came down here with a bad attitude every Sunday saying, where is everybody? I'm too good for this. I'm too anointed. I have too much experience. I need at least 500 people on Sunday as a start for my growth. The world needs to get a load of me. I'm out of here. I'm on my way to higher heights and greater things. Well, what if God called me to you guys? Are you worth anything at all? Is everybody going to bail out because there's not enough honor? Is there anybody going to come and say, God sent me to you guys, so I'm going to preach to you just like I would to 10,000 people. Can you say amen? And you know I do. Praise God. We don't have sermonettes because we're a little bunch, do we? Praise God. We have camp meeting. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Why? Because I'm grateful. I'm grateful to just be here. I got that Minnie Pearl attitude. Some of you may not remember. How many have ever heard of Cousin Minnie Pearl? Amen. She had a saying. You know what it was? I'm just so proud to be here. Amen. You got it, Alice. I'm just so proud to be here. Listen, I've been through the fire, and I've been through the flood. And I'm not saying I won't go through again, but I've learned some things. I've learned that God is a man of His word. I've learned that He'll keep His promise. I've learned that grace is sufficient. I've learned that mercy's new every morning. I've learned there's a lily in the valley. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. And I've learned to lean on Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. And He's never failed me. Praise the Lord. And I'm so proud to be here today. Wherever I'm at, I'm glad to be there. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now you can go to work and murmur about your job. I've seen people murmur until they bought us out. When they bought us out, they were very sad because they were going to have to leave the place they hated so much. Amen. They're going to lay off. Oh, Lord in heaven, help us. We don't want to go. Well, a month ago it wasn't like that. Ripping, stiffing, rinking, fripper. Can you say amen? That's bad when they get down to the rinking, sticking, rinking, fripper. Can you say amen? Don't ask me to interpret that. That's why I use that. They were so angry. Ungrateful, unthankful. It marks a nation in decline. It marks a rebellious people. These curses have come on you because you disobeyed. And here's why you disobeyed. Because thou worship not the Lord, serve the Lord for the abundance of all things that He has given you. He's done all this for you, and you repay Him with ingratitude. The ingratitude was more important than the obedience to God, because he knows if he gets the gratitude, he gets the obedience. If a man loved me, what happens? Why do we love the Lord anyway? We love him because he first loved us. And we are so thankful that God so loved the world that he gave his son. Amen. That he would come. He said, here in his love, not that you loved me, but that he loved you. Can you say amen? God commended his love to us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. And what do? We love him back for loving us. And if a man loved me, what happens? And why does he? We love him because he first loved us. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I can't help but love you back for what you've done. If a man loved me, he will keep my commandments. And they won't be grievous. That means he'll do it with gladness of heart. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. I said he'll do it with what? Gladness of heart. Don't be like the little boy in school. Kids are very honest. Johnny, he messes up. He's all the time messing up. The teacher can't control him. And she says, Johnny, get up out of your seat and go stand in the corner. And Johnny finds the corner and he goes and stands in the corner. He's standing there, and this is what he says, and the teacher hears him. I'm sitting down on the inside. Can you say amen? She ain't got his heart yet. She doesn't have his attention yet. He's not submissive. His body is doing what he was told, but inside he's still a rebel. Amen? You know what the Bible said? It said, if you be with... Listen, come. Isaiah chapter 1, come, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins were scarlet, they shall be as wool, red like crimson. They shall be white as snow. He says, I want your obedience out of gratitude, because I'm a merciful God, and I've been merciful to you. Can you say amen? And then he said, if you be obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. No, that's not what it says. Amen. He wants more than just obedience. Isn't it amazing that there's more here going on than just obeying, just hearkening? There's the attitude of the heart that's appropriate for his blessings. Not just the activity. Even when the activity is right, when the attitude's wrong, he said, I still can't bless you. The next verse says, Isaiah 1:18, verse 19 says, but if you be willing, everybody say willing, and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be destroyed by the sword. He always puts two ways before us. One thing that I have to keep under in my life is watching people continually make the wrong choices. And you just get aggravated after a while because they all want some solution. And the solution is never really surrender to God and make the right choices. Can you say amen? And the Bible said the man of God must not strive. You can't just argue with this thing. Amen. It'll wear you out and it won't change them. I know, because I've already burned out. Amen. I've been there, done that. Amen. Really, I went through nervous exhaustion. Amen. And it wasn't good. That's why I was talking about having good sheep now. I got good sheep now. Praise the Lord. Amen. I don't know. You know, I want growth, but I don't want a bunch of bad sheep. Can you say amen? I want good sheep. Amen. Amen. What would be the point? I remember when we had some sheep, and I'd say, how are you? They'd say, bad. Can you say amen? Bad. They might have been goats acting like sheep. I think they were goats. Can you say amen? I've heard of the wolf in sheep's clothing. I guess goats can put on a costume too. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. But listen to me. Amen. It's so important. If we stay grateful to God, we stay humble. If a man love me, amen, what happens? He will keep my commandments. How will he do it? Amen. With gladness of heart. Amen. They won't be grievous unto him. He won't look like somebody's taken something from him. Amen. But somebody has gifted him with the unsearchable riches of Jesus. Somebody's given him the unspeakable gift. Let the redeemed of the Lord say what? I'm redeemed. Say more than that. Say, I'm redeemed because of what he did. I'm redeemed because of his mercy. I'm redeemed because of his love. I'm redeemed because of his grace. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Oh, that men would give thanks. I'll finish this message if I can find my glasses. Listen. Oh, that men would give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. His mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. He's redeemed out of the hand of the enemy, gathered out of the lands. Well, it just goes on. This entire psalm, for time's sake, we can't do it. But it just over and over again, it comes up. Oh, that men would give thanks unto the Lord. Oh, that men would give thanks unto the Lord in verse 8. Amen. Praise God. Oh, that men would give thanks unto the Lord. Verse 15. Oh, that men would give thanks unto the Lord. Verse 21. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, that men would give thanks unto the Lord. Verse 31. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, that men would do what? Give thanks unto the Lord. Whoever shall be wise in the last verse of Psalm 107 and will observe these things, and they will understand the loving kindness, the hasid, the loving kindness of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, that men would what? Give thanks unto the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Do you see how ingratitude ties in? The Bible said in the last days, men shall become lovers of their own self. Perilous times would come, for men shall be lovers of their own self. Unholy, unthankful. Amen? Unthankful. Gratitude and holiness are related together. Unthankful. 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 In everything, in prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. He said, you've got to have more than faith. You've got to come with an attitude of gratefulness. First, what am I thanking God for? He hasn't done anything for me yet. Yes, He has. Oh, yes, He has. He's given His Son on the cross for you. Amen. And the very fact that you can pray and talk to Him is because of the blood of Jesus that was shed on that tree. So you enter His gates with thanksgiving. Enter His courts with praise. Come before His presence with singing. Say, I don't feel like singing. Has nothing to do with it. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. There's a lot of things. How many have ever worked on a labor job? That is where you do the work. You're not the one just sitting in the office. You do the work. Wave at me if you've ever worked a labor job. How many has ever got up on a Monday and just said, "Woo! I can't wait to get to work today." How many went to work anywho? Can you say amen? How many got the bumper sticker? I owe. It's off to work I go. You were motivated. You don't wait to see how you feel on Monday. Why? Because you got bills to pay, so you just go. And most of the time, if you get there, you'll feel better after a while. Amen? It's true. But you got to get there. Listen to Romans chapter 1, verse 18, as we work toward a closing. Listen. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness, unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things which are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, that they are without excuse. Because when they knew God, they did not glorify Him as God, neither were they thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and foolish hearts were darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and they changed the glory of an incorruptible God into an image made like unto corruptible man and birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Therefore God gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their hearts to dishonor their own bodies. I mean, here the curse is coming. Here we see a nation in decline. Here we see God having to just let them go and serve the darkness that they chose over the light. And there was a key ingredient in this downward spiral. Neither were they thankful. Can you say amen? Ingratitude brought the rebellion. Ingratitude brought the disobedience. Ingratitude. And it's a sin that is not preached against like it should be. It's tolerated because we feel entitled to certain things. Boy, the best thing you can do in everything, give thanks. But this is the will of God. One thing God desires and demands is gratitude. Serve the Lord with gladness. Why? For the abundance of things that He's given you. David said, What shall I render to God for His benefits unto me? What shall I give Him back? Then he answers his own rhetorical question. He says, I bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that's within me, bless His holy name. Who forgives. And then he says, this is going to keep me stimulated to bless God at all times. Can you say amen? Who forgiveth all of mine iniquities. How many know no matter what happens in your life or your day, what happened at the cross is a done deal? Can you say amen? Isn't it good to know what happened at the cross is a done deal? It is accomplished. It is finished. Praise God. I don't always have good days, but what happened at the cross is an incentive to praise Him on those bad days. Amen. Because what happened at the cross is more important to me than any immediate circumstance of my life. I will not let my car breaking down in the middle of traffic keep me from praising Him for the cross. Because Cadillacs break down too. And if I'm praising Him in my car, it may not break down. But even if it does and I praise Him, He'll make a way. Let me get back to this blessing that had to chase me. So many people chasing blessings. There's a place in God where blessings chase you. Praise God. I'd rather have the blessing chase me because I get wore out chasing blessings. And listen, if you're not in a position for God to bless you, you can run to every ministry and write all those checks and get in those lines all you want to. But when blessings chase you, He'll find you in the city or in the field. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So anyway, this couple kept saying, we'd like to see you. And I said, well, I'll try to work you in the latter part of the week. And they didn't call back, so I thought, well, I'm off the hook. Maybe they went to their pastor like they ought to. I mean, you really ought to, not use somebody. You know what I'm saying? If you go to a big church, you got a big pastor, and you got a big staff, well, I'm sure that they can take care of you. Amen? I'll take care of my sheep. Praise God. Amen? I mean, really. I mean, I wouldn't never turn anybody down, but, you know, it's not nice just to use people. God don't like to be used. I shouldn't have to tolerate it very well, but I'd be happy to talk with anybody, but I'm not just going to jump up and down when people have been, you know. So I just thought that's what they wanted. They want me to get in the middle of a big fight, and I'm really not into that. I don't need that. Amen. They can fight it at their church, praise God. And their pastor can pray that prayer and bind the devils and pray for peace and watch this thing explode. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I won't have to do that. Amen. So they came to church and I saw them in the back and I said, boy, they're going to want to talk tonight. I better go ahead and get this over with because they're so persistent. Lord, give me grace and mercy to try to help these people. I'm probably not going to be able to help these people, but Lord, just give me grace and mercy to get through it anyway. Amen. After the service, I said, tell them if they got time to stay, that I can talk to them about 10 minutes. And because we had a big bunch of stuff going on. So I was in my office and they come in. And both of them started crying. I thought, oh, Lord, here we go. Whew. Boy, here we go. They're both already, but they were weeping, and I thought, well, this is a good sign. Maybe they're broken. Maybe we can really do some business for the King here. Maybe we can not have a big fuss in here, me in the middle referee in this thing. Maybe we can actually get something. And then the Spirit of God, you know how it is when you see people humble. And you see that, you just want to bless them. And I thought, anything I can do to help them, whatever their need is, Lord, I'll do it. Forgive me for my attitudes. Lord, you blessed me to be here. And Lord, I started thanking the Lord anyway. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. I could feel His Spirit flowing out to them. And they're crying. And said, Brother Lumber, we've been trying to get to you. We've been trying to talk to you. And I thought, well, I'm right here. Can you say, here I am. You come to church. Hello. We've been right here on this corner for all these years, every Sunday. Hello. They said, we want to give this to you. I'm thinking, you want to give something to me? You've been chasing me. to give something to me. That's unusual. Amen. And they handed me a check and said, we just had to get this to you. God's been moving on us. We just had to get this to you. And I thought, well, bless your hearts. Come here, let me love you. No, I didn't say that. But it was unusual. You know what I mean? It was unusual. I've seen these people in a year and a half. And they want to bless me instead of use me. Wow, this is different. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. I just put it in my pocket and said, well, thank you. God bless you. And they said, God bless you. We love you, Pastor. And I thought, okay, praise God, whatever. Amen. I probably won't see you no more, but amen. But see, God does things, and I'm learning to be thankful for things that I normally wouldn't be thankful for, because God may be trying to bless me if I'll just be thankful. Can you say amen? And I got home, and I remembered I had a check in my pocket. Sometimes I forget these things, you know, and they find stuff at the cleaners, and praise the Lord. I always tell them at the cleaners, if you find any $100 bills, be sure and save them for me. I assume they haven't found any yet. I sure don't remember stuffing any in my pockets. But anyway, I pulled the check out, and it was a check for $7,000. And I'm thinking, I've been running from this. God chose a way to bless me that I never dreamed. I thought it was just going to be another demand on me that's already overloaded. And he was trying to, these blessings will come on you. And at that time, we were up to here. Every time I've been blessed that way, it took every penny just to get us back to the surface where we could dog paddle. But it pulled, we're pretty good. We're getting good at it, ain't we, girl? Oh, dog keeps his head above water. That's all that matters. You're not drowning. Can you say amen? I'm thankful I have my head above water. I don't know about you. Thank you, Lord. Ain't getting very far, but I got my head above water. Praise God. Hallelujah. God met the need. And it was a need that he saw in secret, because we told no one. And he rewarded us openly. But he required thanksgiving. And I'm learning. And I have to remind myself. I could just see, just visualize this. I don't have the tools to do it, but visualize a wooden mallet in my hand. Don't forget to be thankful when you want to complain so bad. Don't be a doofus. Can you say amen? Because I've been a doofus before, and not serving with gladness of heart in whatever capacity I can for the abundance of all things. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. And forget not all of his benefits, who forgives all of thine iniquity, who heals all of thy diseases. Oh, what price? What price? What price can you put on cancer in remission? Can you say, man? There are billionaires that can't buy what the Lord has done for this young woman right here, and what he's done in my life as a child. Can you say, man? Hallelujah. I am bound to give thanks unto the Lord for what he has done for me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and everything that is within me. That's why David, when the ark came back, he said, God is going to defend Israel. God is going to provide for us. God is now our shield. Hallelujah. Praise God. And he took off his royal robes, forgot about protocol and decorum, and danced before the Lord like he gave thanks to the Lord with all that was within him, with all of his might. And it drew the same criticism to him that it does to us. But it's not to please man, it's to please God. Somebody said, preacher, God ain't deaf. Why do you shout like that? Because he ain't nervous neither. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. All that's bugging is you. And it bugged her when David danced with all his might. He said, it's beneath you. She said, you shouldn't be doing that. You're the king. took off his royal robe and danced before God. He wasn't naked or nude or indecent, but he certainly... Can you imagine Obama with just pretend he has BBDs on? Getting saved in the Oval Office. Somebody go in there and witness to him. Maybe he's saved already, be getting rejuvenated. Whatever it takes, amen. But can you imagine him coming out on the lawn of the White House? Taking off his shirt and tie and kicking off his shoes and going into a David dance? Can you imagine what the press would do? We got a lunatic in the White House. Oh, by the way, if you think David didn't know how to get beside himself, one time they captured him. The enemy captured him. And you know what he did? You know what David did? He was good at it. You know what David did? He started slobbering all over the place. Amen. And acting like a madman. They were going to kill him, but they said, he ain't no threat to us. The king of Israel is crazy. David, you so crazy. Going back to those people. David slobbering and carrying on. Amen. He went on back to Israel and said, boy, I pulled a good one on them. That's in your Bible, isn't it? Said he slobbered and slimed all over everything. Like I do on Mike when he sits right here and I'm really into a message. Mike's sitting there going back in the chair. I love Brother Mike. Hallelujah. He still chooses the front row. He loves the Word of God. Slobber and all. Hallelujah. Amen. So listen, David didn't have a proud bone in him. Praise God. When he got before God, he said, this ain't for Israel. This isn't not for all of these cabinet members. This is for God Almighty. Amen. I'm not going to hold anything back. Praise God. And you know what? I don't know what he did after that, but that wasn't the worst of it. She thought that was as bad as it could get. David dancing with his BBDs. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you something. Amen. David looked at her and he said, woman, I am going to get even more undignified than this. Can you say amen? Because you can't impress him with dignity, but you can impress him with sincerity. Can you say amen? When your joy is real, when your praise is from the heart, when you give him everything you've got, hallelujah, God honors it, hallelujah, amen. Oh. Will you stand to your feet, praise the Lord. How many has God ever brought you through anything? I want you to rehearse those victories, amen, because God is not through bringing people through. God is not through bringing people through. Can you say amen? Number one, if you will, let's just worship him before we leave. Are you ready to have a happy Thanksgiving, and not just